Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The banners of the King go forth, the gleaming mystery of the cross, by which the Maker of all flesh was yoked in flesh upon the wood. Where wounded as he hung on high, by ruthless blade of sharpened spear, there flowed forth water mixed with blood to wash us clean from every sin. O noble tree with blood adorned, the splendid purple of the King, wood chosen from a worthy stock, to touch and bear such holy limbs. O blessed tree whose branches bore the price and ransom of the world, like scales it weighed the body's worth and bore away the spoils of hell. Hail, altar victim sacrifice, for glory gained through grief and death, by which our life endured to die, and through his death restored our life. O cross, all hail our only hope, in this most holy passion tide, increase the grace of loving hearts, and rid the guilty of their sin. O triune God, let all sing praise to you, the font of saving grace. Sustain forever those you save by wondrous mystery of the cross. Amen.
Look well, all you peoples, and see my suffering. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted, how can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his peoples. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Look well, all you peoples, and see my suffering. My soul is in anguish, my heart is in torment. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, you are just, give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails, my heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past, I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will. For you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. My soul is in anguish, my heart is in torment. When Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, "It is accomplished." Then he bowed his head and died. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When Jesus had taken the vinegar, he said, "It is accomplished." Then he bowed his head and died. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong. No deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds you were healed.
Christus factus est pro nobis.
God reconciled us to himself by the death of his Son. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo. Quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, timensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. When we were his enemies, God reconciled us to himself by the death of his Son.
Today we lovingly remember the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, from which was born new life for the whole world. Let us turn to God the Father and say,
by the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Give unity to your church.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Protect Leo, our Pope, by the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Sanctify your people, both clergy and faithful, by your Spirit.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Increase faith and understanding in those under instruction.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Gather all Christians in unity.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Lead the Jewish people to the fullness of redemption.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Enlighten with your glory those who do not yet believe in Christ.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Show the marks of your love in creation to those who deny them.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Guide the minds and hearts of those who govern us.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Console all who are troubled.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Have pity on those who have died.
By the merits of your Son's death, hear us, O Lord.
Precepti salutaribus moniti, et divini institutione formati, audemus dicere.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Look, we pray, O Lord, on this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ did not hesitate to be delivered into the hands of the wicked and submit to the agony of the cross, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.